When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Chers auditeurs,
dear listeners,
bonjour.
Welcome to Comme d'Archi Podcast Season 5.
Saison 5, dans le monde fascinant des architectes.
And in the architectural projects.
Je suis Anne-Charlotte Deponte, passionnée d'architecture et docteur des universités en histoire de l'archi.
I am one of the spokespersons of Anne-Charlotte, who is a PhD in architecture history.
Merci.
Thank you.
D'être avec moi aujourd'hui.
To be with us today.
Et
and
maintenant,
now,
lundi en français, place au talent.
And Wednesday, let's talk projects. In English, of course.
Bienvenue dans Comme d'Archi.
Dear listeners, good morning. This is Esther on behalf of Anne-Charlotte. It's good to meet you again in Season 5 of Comme d'Archi, an episode dedicated to Europan, with a very important project and with the text of the team Matière Première, or raw material. The members of the team from Paris, France are Alain Benoit, Tom Barbier, Paul Riffaut, Thomas Cathy, Jean-Benoît Beaucaron, architects, urbanists. The team. We are Alain Benoit, Paul Riffaut, Tom Barbier, Jean-Benoît Beaucaron, and Thomas Cathy, graduated architects and urban planners, winners of the Europan 17 competition for the CHU site in Nantes, founders of Atelier Matin. We seek to put into practice a unique approach to transforming territories. We advocate for an approach that is transversal, linking territory and architecture, each enriching the other. Thus, we deal with each project with the necessity to re-examine the boundaries of action and reflection, inscribe the act of transformation within a broader framework, that of long-term time, territory, and geography. It seems crucial to us to reinsert the project approach into a context of continuity within a given context. The project has a possibility to reveal and reactivate what already exists, and to contribute to the issues of sustainability that have become essential to the mutation of territories. The project of the Hôtel Dieu. A paradoxical situation. An exceptional position in the heart of the metropolis on the banks of the Loire River, but also a closed and opaque urban ensemble, an enclave of hyper-density, as gigantic as it is self-sufficient. An overcrowded site, but whose built hospital campus heritage proves to be highly flexible and reveals an exceptional capacity for adaptation. In short, a site saturated with possibilities. So, we can initiate a process of transformation, focusing on the process of HOLO, whose primary concern is the capacity of an enclosed site to open up and diversify endogenously, to regenerate on its own foundations, taking the existing and its context as raw material for a desirable and sustainable future. The choice of a mutation focused on the existing at all spatial and temporal scales, from the large territory to the intimate space, from short to long term. A renewed city-Loire relationship. The project proposes to reinstate a deep relationship between the Loire and the north bank of Nantes by creating a large landscape and hydraulic framework, structuring the holo mutation of the site. targeted demolitions and restructurations of existing buildings, open up new crossings, and gradually form the framework of a north-south park permeable from the Loire to Feydeau. This depth makes sense through the central situation of the Hôtel Dieu, at the convergence of major geographical and urban continuities. It forms a whole that is not limited simply to the Hôtel Dieu. It outlines the possibility of a whole, prefigured by urban requalification projects in the sector, but made impossible by the enclave of the hospital at its center. The opening of the Hôtel Dieu site as a place of interface between city and Loire becomes the centerpiece of a broader dynamic, that of a large Loire park integrating the riverbanks, the Feydeau Greenway, the Madeleine Causeway, the Petite Hollande, which federates the major landscape fragments. The regeneration table, the park, city soil, Loire soil. The development of a Loire park on the hospital site raises an important issue. How can we reintroduce a living framework on an inert and probably polluted soil, made up of post-war fill and now 95% impermeable? The project proposes a park articulating two reference levels. Firstly, the Loire soil, a framework for hollow renaturation by opening and desensitizing urban soils and the establishment of a landscape shaped by the natural flow of water. Renaturation is developed through the progressive enrichment of existing soils rather than the addition of external vegetal soils. The objective is to form, within 10 years, a rich and stabilized environment conducive to life, able to support a nourishing dimension as advocated by the municipality. Open urban soils on the targeted areas, desensitize and decompact following targeted demolitions. Install the framework of hydraulic continuities as a support for the development of living organisms. A landscape matrix oriented towards the natural direction of water flow towards the Loire. Consider the recomposition of a hybrid substrate in a short circuit. Mineral substrate from the fill and demolition waste of the site, associated with an organic input from the valorization of non-urban waste. Once the soils are prepared, enrich the soil with vegetation. Installation of pioneer species. A facilitator landscape then forms during the first years, allowing within 5 years the growing of a second generation of more diversified vegetation. Within 10 years, beginning of stabilization of a rich environment conducive to life, able to accommodate a wide variety of vegetation with a nourishing dimension. In addition, a city soil is installed, a network of public spaces in continuity with the existing city. It connects the site to the urban fabric and the converted buildings. It is the support for new uses, oriented towards outdoor sports and leisure, associated with some rehabilitated buildings as sport facilities. The regeneration of the site also involves the reconversion of the hospital heritage. The site offers the architectural heritage of a hospital campus from the second half of the 20th century, characterized by a great capacity for adaptation, which is found as much in the remarkable buildings as in the more ordinary ones. Most buildings have a concrete or metallic structure, offering inner flexibility and sometimes a non-load-bearing facade, ample ceiling heights, and a privileged position once the buildings are reinstalled in the park system. In addition, there is a great diversity of build forms that offers considerable potential for programmatic diversification on the site. Thus, we can initiate a process of valorization of existing buildings for new uses. Reserve the act of demolishing for what concerns the implementation of public space and renaturation. Demolish to open and not to rebuild. Rehabilitating the Loire. The reconversion of the built heritage is achieved through the exploration of several programmatic axes, partly in line with the existing use. Preserving an activity focused on the care of the living in the broad sense. Keeping a local health service, part of medical university activity, but also supervising the renaturation of the park through the creation of a large facility located in the current emergencies building. Establishing a sports and leisure framework at the interface of the city and the Loire, outdoors and in rehabilitated facilities. Hosting new residential dimensions in the most emblematic buildings, the Cross and the Mother and Child, designed by Michel Roux-Spitz, and the University Building, designed by Louis Arech. Identifying a flexible reserve for the transformation of equipment and services directly addressed to the existing city, whose programming would be coordinated with local communities. A major facility to support the endogenous process. The emergency building is rehabilitated into a large facility, able to accompany the regeneration process of soils and buildings. Designed as a regeneration campus, it is intended to embody and supervise the regeneration of the site, as well as to federate the actors involved in this process. Researchers, analysts, metropolitan services, companies. It can also become a place for teaching, training, and raising awareness on a large scale around the themes of renaturation and reuse. With ample surfaces, it will also allow the integration of significant storage and management spaces, such as a nursery for the species introduced as part of renaturation, a reuse center, a resource recovery center. The cross-shaped building, a monumental and adaptable heritage. Imposing monumental presence by its massive facade, the cross-shaped building, designed by Michel Roux-Spitz, nevertheless has great adaptability due to its structure in metallic framework. A large intergenerational building reinstalled in the park. As a witness to the transformation of hospital-built heritage, we can rehabilitate this building into a large intergenerational capacitor, carrying a social and solidarity dimension by offering diversified residential programming. Free housing, social housing, senior housing, student housing, housing for young workers. Taking advantage of its cross-shaped organization, the project installs a neighborhood unit at its center, where the common functions of collective residences are grouped and shared. In an intergenerational perspective, programs operating in collective residences are directly connected to this central space. It allows the creation of approximately 430 housing units distributed across different residential programs. The base of the building is open on two levels, offering an ample ground floor facing the park. An open base grouping access and residential halls, it is also part of the network of public spaces and offers sheltered paths and crossings accessible to pedestrians. The residential and climatic thickness. The residential space is embossed into the existing facade, forming a double skin. Outer skin, the original facade integrating the load-bearing structure, is restructured while preserving its monumental character without modifying the structure. Inner skin, a new, lightweight facade in the second rank of the load-bearing facade, constitutes the limit of the residential envelope. This double register systematically installs a generous exterior extension on both sides of the building, offering various possibilities for appropriation. It also plays a climatic role thanks to the large loggias that filter the summer light. And a vast majority of housing units are dual-aspect apartments. Conclusion: the reconversion of a strongly built site is an opportunity to put into perspective new practices of territorial transformation. Reusing, reactivating, subtracting, renaturing in situ. Matière première is a project process that questions both the doing and the how to do. Tracing the path of a desirable future by regenerating on its own foundations. Dear listeners, thank you for tuning in. Let's meet again next week for a new Comme d'Archi in English. And until then, take care of yourselves. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening. And thanks to the sound engineer who was collaborating with us today. Don't forget to tune in to our previews on Instagram at Comme d'Archi Podcast. If you enjoy this podcast, don't hesitate to promote it by giving it 5 stars and a little comment on Apple Podcasts or on your favorite podcast platform. And above all, subscribe to listen to all of our episodes for free. See you soon, and until then, take care of yourself.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.